Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it. Look, people are starting to get scared and they're hurting really bad financially, in the travel sector, and in just about every way you can think, including food scarcity. And things are developing so quick that, mark my words, we are in a complete downhill slide from here. America, as you know it, will change. The entire landscape is going to change very quickly. And things are getting weird fast. Guys, we're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The show archives over there afterwards, after the YouTube Live, for your listening pleasure. That way you can listen to it in your car or while you're exercising or whatever. But here's the thing. These impacts from the longest federal government shutdown that the United States has ever seen in history is literally leaving millions of Americans in limbo, and it's igniting concerns about an economic downturn. People are getting frustrated with this. And tons of flights have been canceled. Thousands have been delayed. And people counting on food stamps left in the dark as the Trump administration continued their fight in federal court. Now getting the high court to confirm that they don't need to pay SNAP. Just what I said was going to happen. Because why? We are in continuity of government. We're in CogCon 2, which means there is an imminent threat that they know about. And we're not talking about a terror threat or a nuclear threat. We're talking about a celestial threat of biblical proportion. And it's coming. The arrival of the Nibiru Nemesis star system. To our new listeners that are tuning in, put on your tinfoil hats because it's going to get crazy. Look at this. Guys, people are getting frustrated and they're starting to scramble. Grocery stores have been seen fully stocked lately with no people in them, including Walmart's. Across the United States, while bread lines are completely full. And the reason for this is because people simply can't afford food anymore. 19% of the U.S. workforce are federal government employees that haven't been paid in a month, and they're hiding this from people. That's over 20 million Americans. Couple that with the 42 million Americans that aren't receiving their SNAP benefits, and you have nearly one-third of the country broke and starved. And those people are armed and dangerous, especially when they get hungry. And they might be coming for you or your food stash. If you're a prepper, they will go to your house first. So be ready. And it could be like a scene out of the movies, like Night of the Living Dead. We're talking full-on zombie apocalypse. And laugh it up, but the Pentagon is actually trained for such a scenario. That's right. The Pentagon has ran drills and trained on a zombie apocalypse-like scenario. And why? Because new studies out suggest that cannibalism and mass murder and killing sprees will take place as society starts to break down. And right now, we're seeing society do just that, aren't we? They're saying that in the big soap opera, Daily, They're telling us that the government is shut down because Congress is in some stalemate. And they're saying that majority Republicans are still short 60 votes that they need. And they need these 60 votes to fund this measure in the Senate. And they're just playing this soap opera like Days of Our Lives or, you know, Dynasty or whatever. I mean, this is getting crazy. But the thing is, what people don't realize, the government's not going to open up until after 2034. Something like that is what I estimate. And this is going to happen rapidly now. We're going to talk about the camps that are for the American people, for the homeless. We're going to talk about executive orders that have been put into place for them to detain Americans indefinitely in camps. We're talking indefinite detention in gulags that they're building secret under the guise and cover of illegal immigration. And the American people fell for it. Most of them. Not the listeners of this show, though. And look, now the Supreme Court did just what I said was going to happen. They blocked all of the SNAP food aid payments. They're not going to pay it out. Why? Because we're in CogCon 2. Full on. Continuity of government. All they have to do is go to CogCon 1 and button themselves down into the bases. And then at that point, things are going to get real bad. And we're almost there. We could be just weeks away, maybe months. But the Supreme Court on Friday, they granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to block the court order that was put out by a judge that said they had to fully fund the SNAP. So they're not going to do it. And I called it. I nailed it right on the head, as usual. Hook, line, and sinker. Or whatever you call it. Look, the thing is that this is only going to develop and get worse from here. SNAP serves about 1 in 8 Americans. That's 1/8 of the population, plus 19% of the workforce in America is government. They're government workers. And they're not, a lot of them haven't worked in a month, like the air traffic controllers and other people, and they're not getting paid, or they've been working the whole time and not getting paid, which makes it even worse. They're almost done. Not to mention the AI apocalypse that's taking globally 300 million jobs shortly. All of this is compounding, and we're going to see hundreds of millions of Americans in complete and total poverty. And as soon as you're deemed homeless or a nuisance now, they can detain you indefinitely like something out of a science fiction horror movie. I mean, I am not joking. And things are getting more Orwellian. In the Bay Area, in California, they've enacted a complete tobacco ban. So America is no longer free. Tobacco is banned. I would get out while you can. They're saying now in the Daily Sun that this alien ship has released 7 jets with a glowing halo as it's neared the sun. And they're saying that you can see 7 distinct jets in 3-Eye Atlas. And it's an anti-tail, as if it's slowing or maneuvering, and they're saying that an alien expert claims that this interstellar object, which is seemingly an alien ship with a complex jet structure and a glowing halo, could potentially be controlling itself. So there's seven distinct jets now coming out of this, and Avi Loeb published an article this morning at about 4:10 a.m. Universal Time on this, and he's showing images of these jets, and it shows a complex jet structure. They're stacked images, 24 exposures, has a green filter. Each lasts about 35 seconds. There's two exposures with a red filter, two exposures with a blue filter. I mean, this thing is serious. Ladies and gentlemen, we could be looking at the arrival of potentially something biblical. Potentially New Jerusalem, New Earth, the Planet X Nibiru star system, the Anunnaki, some type of mothership, a scout ship. For all we know, it could be the Mantis people or the face peelers. Could you imagine Green Goblin looking aliens going around on hoverboards peeling people's faces off? I mean, this is like something out of a movie. We don't even know what's coming. But the government does. And they're ready. And they're in CogCon 2 over it. And this is no joke. And this is why you need to share this broadcast out. Guys, go to darkwire.xyz. Darkwire.xyz. It's an amazing website. The link is also in the description. On the main page, the AI job apocalypse, millions silently erased as Trump's homeless gulags gear up for the unemployed masses. In the shadows of Silicon Valley's gleaming towers and the swampy depths of the Florida Everglades, two dystopian nightmares are converging faster than anyone dares admit. Of course, there's artificial intelligence that everyone knows about, and that's just vaporizing millions of jobs, leaving a trail of broken lives. It's literally just ravaging people, and they're keeping it silent. They know what's coming. The camps were built for this. They knew that they would bring in the AI apocalypse when the Nibiru star system was arriving. Why do you think they have alligator Alcatraz? Why do you think they're trying to open the real Alcatraz? And are, probably. And it's probably turned into a body processing center where they're just grinding them up. They've approved this. They've approved liquefaction of the human body and pouring it down the drain, and then recycling that water into drinking water and bath water in all of your major cities in 22 states. Look it up. It's called liquefaction of the dead. And they can even make fertilizer out of it. And large companies like McDonald's and Burger King are growing their organic patties with this stuff. And you're eating people, and Soylent Green is people, and we all know that, and you guys have been eating it. And that's crazy that you guys are that disgusting that you would eat Soylent Green like that. Jeez. Guys, I mean, this is getting weird, right? Look, all right. There's an executive order that came out in July of 2025, and it's called Ending Crime and Disorder on America's Streets. And this is a straight up war against the vulnerable. And it's authorizing that basically anyone that's labeled a vagrant or homeless, or if you just lost your job and you're termed homeless momentarily, or you live the van life, you have one of those $150,000, $200,000 vans, it doesn't matter. You're now considered homeless. And they can round you up and put you in camps indefinitely. If you have mental illness or they just think you do, they can round you up. If you're going around talking about aliens, they can probably round you up. If you're going around talking about how God might arrive, or the new earth is arriving, or New Jerusalem, they might round you up. But make no mistake, they're already rounding up the red list. They're already rounding up dissidents, dissenters, anyone who is an enemy of the state. And you know who you are, right? If you got a red dot on your mailbox or a red marking on the curb in front of your house, maybe you've seen that. They're probably coming for you at 3 in the morning. Very soon. AI is taking over, and it's completely decimating jobs all over the world and all over the country. And there's quiet layoffs going on. They're masking them as restructurings, and all these coders at big tech firms are being replaced by AI, and there's AI agents going around just doing everything. People are not needed in it, and they engineered the SNAP crisis. All this is part of the REX 84 readiness exercise, 84 program, continuity of government. They're going into full lockdown soon. Something big is coming. You guys better get ready. I know my listeners are pretty much ready. But if you're new to the show, share this out to all your friends and family. Tell them to get ready. This is going to happen. Whether it's days, weeks, or months, it's really close. And it's all going downhill fast. And they're going to stop all flights. They're going to stop travel. They're going to stop traveling between states, traveling abroad, traveling through borders. I mean, they're going to basically detain anyone who's deemed a public nuisance. Section 2 in this executive order orders the feds to literally seek reversal of precedents, blocking commitments, and it basically gives states maximum flexibility for locking up street dwellers. And so, you know, they can go in and just round up people now, and it gives them federal cash to do so. So they're going to do it. Sending people to treatment centers could be a death sentence. We don't even know if these people are going to get blended up now in a liquefaction process of the dead, right? An alligator Alcatraz. It's all in the blueprint of Rex 84 in these executive orders. All of this for the American people. They act like it was for illegal immigrants, but it's not. And I'm just going to call it what it is. I mean, they're literally going to have concentration camps for the American people. They do already. There's people being sent to them. It's even been reported. But people don't want to believe it. They went out.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Oh, during Halloween and we're rounding Americans up with masks on? I mean, guys, if you only realized, you know, how bad this is going to get. I mean, I've had, you know, so many hours into this that I can see the future, but, you know, I know the listeners are involved in their everyday lives and stuff, and that's why they're listening to the show. They're relying on me for this information. And all of this stuff is happening fast, and robots are going to be rolled out. And all this is replacing people. And they're having AI alter your phone. Like if you try to film the moon, AI takes over and gives you a fake image of the moon surface so that you can't capture what's really going on. Oh yeah. Samsung phones are that way. If you try to film an operation on the moon, like a government moon base, the phone automatically AIs out. I'm going to play a clip.
6 a.m., I was going to my car, and I noticed the moon was still out nice and bright in the sky. So I pulled out my Samsung, and something very weird happened, you know. At first, the sky was pale blue, but the moment I zoomed in further, boom, it instantly turned black. And suddenly every crater and detail on the moon appeared perfectly clear, like I was looking through a telescope. But my phone isn't a telescope, it's a Samsung camera with built-in artificial intelligence. Now, this is publicly admitted. When you zoom in on the moon, the AI in the Samsung phones recognizes it and then digitally enhances the image using stored lunar textures. In other words, there is an entire operation that we don't know about secretly going on in our phones that manipulates our reality when we try and look at the moon. In other words, you know, what we are seeing is not what our lens is capturing, it's what the AI thinks you should be seeing. This is one of the perfect examples of how much they manipulate us, you know. They call this seam optimization. But it's basically just a visual illusion, you know. The software identifies the moon, blacks out the sky to make it clearer, and then layers.
So they can do that with these phones, and that means they can do it with telescopes. And that means that basically they can hide what's really up there that we're trying to see. Guys, these grocery stores like the Walmarts, they don't have people in them. And there's people getting worried. There's all these products in them and no people.
All right, this is more like, I have never seen this before. And it's starting to freak me out a little bit because I have never, at this time of night, seen everything this full. Like, and there's nobody here stocking anything. There's nobody here. There's a couple people. But that's about it. Like, everything is just filled to the max, which is unreal. Let me know. Something's going on. All right. This is more, like, I have never seen this before.
All right. So, it's getting weird. And that's because continuity of government is active. And, you know, This all started, I mean, they came in with PDD-51, National Security Presidential Directive, all this stuff, put this shadow government apparatus in place where, like, during a catastrophic national emergency or imminent emergency that they know of, you know, they can authorize a successor if anything happens to the president. But right now they've got 50 to 75% of their military forces deployed and readied, and there's emergency relocation groups and everything for the Congress and Senate already getting ready to conduct operations. They have to be ready within 4 hours at any given point, and they're maintaining a CogCon 2 status. I'm going to play this clip. It's about 10 minutes long. I might chime in, you know, during it, but, you know, it's going to talk about how some of this chain of succession works, how the continuity of government works, to familiarize everyone with how some of this works. Now, in this scenario, they're talking about nuclear war. Just replace that for natural disasters or the arrival of an alien ship or a comet that's going to hit us or something like that. Asteroids. Here we go.
Bombs obliterate the Earth, or a virus wipes out the human race, or robots push mankind out of existence, the U.S. government believes that democracy should continue on. The country believes that even if the population of the U.S. ceases to exist, the country should go on. Akin to its almost paranoid nature, the U.S. government has a series of defined protocols on how to continue the country when the country is no longer. The continuity of government plans. You probably already know about part of these plans because you probably know about the U.S. president's line of succession. If the president dies, there's a list of 17 people, ranging all the way from the vice president down to the Secretary of Homeland Security, who would take the countries. With such a long list, the chances of the U.S. going without a president are near none. The one time a year when the entire line gathers together, the State of the Union, one individual in the line of succession is appointed designated survivor to wait out in a bunker to run the government if the rest of it dies. But the line of succession is the basic stuff, the stuff people already know. What's far less known is the semi-secret protocols and places the government has spent billions of dollars and decades building. However, until just 60 or 70 years ago, the US felt it was untouchable. At no time in history had an enemy existed as relatively close to the US as during the Cold War. The US's foreign policy always kept in mind that an ocean separated it from its enemies, but with the invention of nuclear bombs, an enemy could go from declaring war on the US to toppling its government in a matter of hours. During these days, the US government began actively preparing for doomsday. There are four main bunkers from which the US government would run the country following a world-ending event. The Presidential Emergency Operations Center, Raven Rock Mountain Complex, Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center, and the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. The president is the most important person to survive doomsday, both for symbolic and logistical reasons. If a nuclear warhead is inbound to Washington, he or she would most likely evacuate downstairs from the White House into their underground bunker, but that's not guaranteed. During the Truman administration, the president refused to leave the Oval Office during what was believed to be an attack. This ended up being a false alarm, but some presidents have said that they believe that they should ride out an attack with the rest of the population. It's just like saying a captain should go down with their ship. The Oval Office, and even the White House bunker, is not the safest place someone can be during an attack. But morale saves lives, and seeing a president braving out the fight can help create a sense of national unity that would keep the country together. A single person is replaceable, but the government as a whole is more delicate. Raven Rock, Pennsylvania would serve as the underground Pentagon. All the leaders of the armed forces would evacuate by helicopter to this facility in the event of an attack and command their troops across the country and the world. During an attack of an apocalyptic scale, it's likely that martial law would be imposed, meaning that the military would take over day-to-day control of the country. The commanders would have wide-ranging, almost dictatorial powers, and habeas corpus would be revoked. From distributing food to serving as law enforcement to keeping the lights on, the armed forces would truly work on the front lines of rebuilding a destroyed country. The Cheyenne Mountain Complex just out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, would serve as the home to NORAD, the agency responsible for controlling and tracking the skies above the US and Canada. So, if the above-ground world proved too dangerous for the country's leadership, these four underground bunkers would serve as the home to the bare bones of the US government. but what about the rest of it?
We see that those companies that thrive have been able to...
You know, interesting so far. You know, this is how the continuity of government works and everything, but basically they go into these bunkers. They get set up. Now, it's openly admitted that the chief of war, the War Department, Nick Hegseth, and others, Anna Paulina Luna, who's heavily involved with the UAPs, everyone that's involved with the continuity of government program and at the highest levels working on Atlas and other things surrounding the Planet X arrival and disasters appears to have been sheltered now on military bases. This is mainstream media. They're literally in CogCon 2. Things are happening. This is all happening quick. Guys, go to darkwire.xyz. I'm going to try to come back on in the morning. You know, I'm going to play some more of this, though. I'm gonna try to come back on in the morning, especially like if something happens. But if not, I'm working on this website. I'm trying to get it all linked to Google and everything, and then I'll be back on it at normal time. But darkwire.xyz, y'all can go there. It has a ton of content already. Support the show, support the website. Big things are coming. This is getting strange. I'm going to play some more of this clip. Let's listen to a little bit more of this because, you know, they have Raven Rock. They have all these facilities, the Mount Weather, the Presidential Emergency Operations Facility.
Government, and they all work to keep it running. Where would the hundreds of government agencies go? Well, nobody knows exactly, at least publicly, but we do know how they would relocate. You might have heard of the DEFCON system. It makes frequent appearances in movies, but few have heard of CogCon. CogCon is a readiness level system that directs agencies how to prepare for the activation of the government's continuity of government plans. At CogCon 4, the lowest level, every U.S. government agency must be able to relocate to an alternate facility and perform basic functions within 12 hours. It's an incredibly ambitious plan. At CogCon 3, this number goes down to 8 hours, then at CogCon 2 is when things get real. At this level, doomsday is imminent. Every agent...
Are you listening to this? Guys, all of my intel sources suggest we are currently in CogCon 2. Doomsday is imminent. Are you listening to that? I'm going to roll this back just a little bit. I want everyone to listen. Send this to your friends and family. Smash that like button. Share this out. Comment in the actual comment section, not just the chat. I want to know what you think is coming. I want to know what you think about this and all your thoughts and opinion. Don't be lazy. Get in that section right now.
Then at CogCon 2 is when things get real. At this level, doomsday is imminent. Every agency has three sites for their continuity plan, A, B, and C, and their agency would split into three corresponding teams, A, B, and C. The A team would relocate to a secure facility near its normal headquarters, probably bunkers under DC. The B team would relocate near the...
It sounds like they're trying to attack this broadcast when I play that, but I'm going to keep playing it.
...weather facility, and the C team would relocate to another undisclosed facility. Each team would be ready to take over operations.
So there's three teams... separated right now. This is real. This is what's going on. This is what they've done. This is how it is.
Moment's notice. The A team would continue operations for as long as possible, either until they're dead or communications are cut off. Then the B team would seamlessly take over operations. If the B team falls, the C team would serve as the final chance for the survival of the government agency. When the surface of the Earth is unsurvivable, there is one other place to go other than underground.
The C team's kind of sad. It's just a bunch of woke people, basically. They're just like random people that aren't even like really involved with the government. It's like friends of the government. They're going to end up being the ones. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. The C team's probably just as good as all the other ones, but not quite.
Sky. The traditional Air Force One has redundancy upon redundancy and most likely dozens of classified defense measures, but there's a different plane from which the president might command the country after doomsday. The Boeing E-4 Advanced Airborne Command Post. It became...
Guys, are you getting this? Doomsday is imminent. We're in CogCon 2. Let me repeat that. Doomsday is imminent. At a certain time, which they know, they will go to CogCon 1.
Seemingly clear to leadership.
We have gone to the point where literally...
Now, they're going to talk a little bit about Reagan. I talked about the Rex 84 program.
This is the first look at the current industry leading...
under the Carter administration that the bunkers would do little to protect against a direct nuclear strike. In fact, they would just concentrate the very individuals that the enemy would attack into a few holes in mountains. Surviving a nuclear blast while 7 miles above Earth, however, is far more conceivable. This plane is sometimes referred to as Air Force One when it matters. Whenever the president travels, one of these planes is stationed at most a couple hundred miles away. From this plane, the president can command the country indefinitely. It can be refueled mid-air by tanker, so, barring technical issues, it can remain flying for as long as the food and water lasts. In a doomsday scenario, this plane could literally stay airborne for weeks at a time to keep the country's leadership safe. After Armageddon, the United States' goal would be to rebuild the ailing country with however many survivors remained. But how would the country continue as the same country when most everyone was dead? Because of the line of succession, the president could be an unknown, unelected official with a bare-bones government of just a few thousand people. So what's to say to a survivor in Texas or Oregon or Alaska that it's still the same country continuing on? Well, what binds America together is a common culture and legacy. Art and historical artifacts are the physical representations of this, and their survival would pose a powerful message about the state of the Union. On Doomsday, resources would be scarce and disjointed.
We're in CogCon 2, I promise you. Now, we're going to go to CogCon 1, and I don't know what day that's going to be, what week, what month, but it's coming.
So officials have had to make decisions about which items to save and which would be left behind. For example, priority would be given to Leonardo da Vinci's Ginevra da Vinci over Rogier van der Weyden's St. George and the Dragon. And the Declaration
of... Oh, man, why they gotta do them like that? Oh, what? Why is one piece of art more important than the other?
...would be saved before the Constitution. Ideally, though, all three of the nation's most important documents... The Declaration of Independence.
Tupac's All Eyes on Me or MC Hammer's Can't Touch This Album. Which would you save?
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights would be evacuated from Washington. Grouped together, they would be called Freedom Documents Group 1, and while some high-level officials would evacuate Washington by road, these three documents would get their own helicopter straight to Mount Weather to continue the powerful legacy of the United States. Nobody knows exactly how or if the U.S. government will survive doomsday. All we know are some of the plans. Plans are just plans, though, and do not account for the unknown.
All right, well, you heard it. Anyways, we're in CogCon 2. Doomsday is imminent. We're going to be going to CogCon 1 in the coming days or weeks or months. Stay tuned to the show. Airs daily, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a nice night. Enjoy your last days with your friends and family. See you guys later. Have a great night.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit. making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.